This morning, my attention is turned to the story of a great man of God, prophet in the Old Testament, Elijah, and he reached a level of discouragement that just brought him way down, but God reached to him. If you'll turn with me to the first book of Kings, the 19th chapter, 1 Kings 19th chapter. We're going to read from the 9th through the 16th verses. Before we read, just to give you some context, Elijah had just a few days before done a great, great miracle. God did something powerful on Mount Carmel when he challenged the prophets of Baal and got answered by fire. And we know the story that the prophets of Baal put their sacrifice on the altar and prayed and cried and cut themselves and nothing happened. And God answered Elijah's prayer and the fire fell from heaven and devoured the sacrifice and the wood and licked up all the water that was in the trench around about. A great miracle. Great miracle. And when Ahab went back and told his wife, Jezebel, she issued a threat and said, in 24 hours, I'm going to do to you as you did to the prophets, because all the 400 prophets of Baal were slain. And Elijah became fearful and discouraged, and he took flight. And here we find him in a cave in Mount Horeb in the 9th verse. And he came thither unto a cave and lodged there, and behold, the word of the Lord came to him. And he said unto him, what doest thou here, Elijah? And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword, and I only am left, and they seek my life to take it away. And he said, go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains, and brake in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. And it was so, when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entering in of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him and said, what doest thou here, Elijah? And he said again, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, because the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword, and I only am left, and they seek my life to take it away. And the Lord said unto him, go return on thy way to the wilderness of Damascus. And when thou comest, anoint Hazael to be king over Syria. And Jehu, the son of Nimshi, shalt thou anoint to be king over Israel. And Elisha, the son of Shaphat of Abel-Meholah, shalt thou anoint to be prophet in thy room. And I want to stop the reading right here. In the earlier part of the chapter, he gets so discouraged, he tells the Lord in his prayer, he said, it is enough now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my father's. Such discouragement after such a great miracle. And we can understand if we, for a moment, think about the prophet's feelings and what he went through, that he expected conversion of Israel from following Baal, even possibly the conversion of Jezebel, but it was not so. Those that saw the great miracle, it seemed like the miracle faded away to no miracle. There was no change. And he became very discouraged, and he was tired and exhausted from the long journey. And here he finds himself, he said, I got so discouraged, I want to die. And God takes him to this place, meets up with him, sees where he is, and meets up with him in the cave. And asks him, what are you doing here, Elijah? And how does that apply to us this morning? We're not Elijah, we're not a great prophet, but how does it apply to us? It's a place, I think we've all possibly been to, a place of discouragement. A place of, or just downhearted. Expecting to see change, expecting to see God move, expecting to see God answer, and nothing changes. And trusting God and doing what God called us to do and maybe busy with life. Elijah was doing things and God was using him, but you know, he got him to a place where he was quiet and had to contemplate, had to think. And God showed him, stand at the mount. There was an earthquake. There was a great wind and a great fire, but God was not in those things. Not in those great demonstrations. Sometimes we think God has to answer a certain way. But when God spoke to him in the still small voice, it was a game changer. It was a game changer. The still small voice, Elijah, what are you doing here? As if to say, there's more for you to do. Why are you here? Why are you giving up? I have everything in my hands. I want you to move. I want you to do what I've called you to do. And God is speaking to someone here, some of us this morning. Don't be discouraged. Don't let your spiritual hands hang down. Life sometimes throws curveballs at us and we have difficult things to go through. And we get to the point where we say, you know, I'm exhausted, spiritually exhausted. I've prayed, I've cried, I've trusted God, and I'm just at this point where I just don't know if I can go on. And God is watching and God is overseeing it all. And God saw Elijah. He saw him run. And he had to get away from everything else. And sometimes God puts us in a place where we got to be alone and quiet and just listen for his voice. And that loneliness is something that is so discouraging. You know, we can have a lot of people around us and feel alone. We can have dear friends and still feel alone. You know, we think of the creation when God, everything God said, and he said, and it was good. Day one, day two, day three, made man on the sixth day, and it was good. But the one thing he said was not good. He says it was not good for man to be alone. And the enemy tries to isolate us. The enemy tries to make us feel like we're alone, that God is so far away that he doesn't see us. The enemy wants us to be lonely and to just feel like no one understands my situation. No one cares. No one knows what I'm going through. No one understands the difficulties and the battles, and I can't explain it to them. But God knows, and God sees it. Praise the Lord. And oh, praise God. Elijah, what are you doing here? And he repeats it again. I'm jealous of the Lord God, as if God needs to know God. God already knows. God already saw it. God already understands. God knows what you're going through. He sees your situation. He knows your heart. And the things that we think how God will answer, the great demonstrations, the great displays of his greatness. You know, those are even unusual in the Bible. A lot of times, most times, it's the still small voice that touches the heart. It's the conviction that comes. It's the answer, the word that comes through a thought, through a song, or through a testimony, through a prayer, something that comes, praise God. The still small voice. I'm with you. I understand. Keep doing my work. Keep moving forward. Keep trusting me. Keep believing my promises. He says, I'm alone. Now, there's no one with me. I'm the only one left. And God says, no, you're not the only one. There's 7,000 plus. There's more. There's others that are believing the same way. There are others that are trusting God. There are others who are beholding and giving glory to God and saying, Lord, we're believing your promises. Don't let the enemy isolate you. Don't let the enemy make you feel alone. Praise God. He is with us. Oh, praise God. I like what the psalmist says. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. I can imagine what was going through Elijah's mind as he left and was in the cave and just saying, you know, Lord, just let me die. What a situation to get into. How discouragement can bring us to such a low point. After seeing God's miracle, after seeing what God did, after seeing God's hand in such a marvelous way, to get to the point saying, Lord, just let me die. God said, oh no, oh no, there's much more. He said, I want you to anoint Jehu, and I want you to anoint the Hazael, and I want you to anoint Elisha to follow after you. More to do. Praise God. Lord, help us this morning. Are you discouraged? Is someone here discouraged this morning? Feeling like no one understands my situation? Somehow I expected more and things didn't turn out. It's not over. It's not over. Praise God. The Lord is telling us it's not over. Praise God. We just got to keep going. He tells Elisha, the still small voice, listen, listen for the still small voice. What is God asking you to do? What is God speaking to your heart this morning? You going to give up? Don't do it. Don't give up. But hold on. Praise God. The still small voice is there and he's speaking, praise the Lord. And he got to get us away from the busyness and all the distractions of our life. You know, sometimes people have coping mechanisms with the trials of life or the strife and the things that come in our way. And it's sometimes if we're just real busy, we can't think about the problems. Busy, busy, busy. We're so involved in life. And if I stay busy, I, you know, I won't get in. I can overcome. I can keep my mind off it. And God has to get us to a point where, quiet. I want you to listen. We sing, His goodness is running after me. His goodness was running after Elijah. Amen. He saw him trying to get away, but His goodness was running after him. Elijah, what are you doing here? Like God is saying, look at your life. What are you doing here right now? I don't mean in this building. I mean in your life situation. What are you doing here? Are you discouraged? Have you kind of checked out? Have you kind of lost a step in your praise, in your worship, because of discouragement? Just accept things as they are. Oh, God is big this morning. He can change the situations. He can overcome, praise God. He is God, hallelujah. But He needs us to hold on, praise God, and listen to the still small voice. The quiet voice. Oh, praise the Lord. He doesn't shout in our ear, but it's the still small voice. And if we're so busy and if we're so discouraged, we're going to miss it. And maybe we were looking for something major, something major to happen. And God, you know, that's not the way I work. The hurricane and the wind and the fire, the earthquake rather, God was not in those. Not that He hasn't used them, but He wasn't in those. He said, Elijah, listen to the still small voice. And when he heard the still small voice, he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out to the mouth of the cave. And God says, okay, Elijah, now what are you doing here? I want you to do this and this and this. Praise God. God's got something for you to do and for me to do, to be a witness, to exercise in the faith. And He's speaking to us this morning. Oh Lord, help us. Help us to hold on to Your unchanging hand. Help us, Lord, not to be discouraged. Don't let the enemy isolate you. You know, because isolation comes and depression, and we kind of just close up, and we don't say too much, and maybe we even don't speak to our, don't share it with our spouse or someone very close to us. We don't want to discourage them, and we just go down and down and down. And the Lord says, I'm in control. Listen for the still small voice. Oh, praise God. Lord, help us. Help us this morning that we are not alone. The psalmist says, the God of Jacob is with us. Praise God. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is interceding at the right hand of the Father continuously for you and I this morning. He sees us. He knows our situations. Oh, praise God. I love what Psalm 139, what he says. He says, you know my down sitting and my uprising. I can turn to it quickly. Acquainted with all my ways. Thou compassest my path and my lying down and acquainted with all my ways, for there is not a word in my tongue. O Lord, Thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before and laid Thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from Thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from Thy presence? Elijah, you can't run away. You can't hide out. You can't just check out. It's impossible. God sees it all. Whither shall I go from Thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from Thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. You know, sometimes we go through things, and I don't know if you've ever had this thought, but I know I have. I just wish sometimes you could get on a plane and just take off and be free from all the trouble and the trials and the situation. And that's our humanity. And God, the psalmist had it right. The Holy Spirit just encouraged him to write these words. Whither can I go from your spirit? How, Lord, wherever I go, you're there. You're with me. Oh, help us, Lord, this morning, praise God, to hold on. If you're discouraged this morning, trust the Lord. Just listen for the still small voice. He is speaking. The Holy Spirit is speaking, and He wants to talk to you and talk to me. He wants to encourage us. He wants to cause us to keep going on. Praise the Lord. Don't let the enemy isolate you from God. And that's his whole point. Try and make you feel alone, but oh, praise God. We have the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Son of God, who died on the cross, who shed his blood for your sins and my sins, who stands, praise God, before us. And I say, Lord, would you help us this morning? Elijah, what are you doing here? We almost could put our own name in that phrase. Blank, what are you doing here? Why are you here? Lord, help me to move on. Maybe my spiritual progress has stalled. Maybe the enemy has gotten me discouraged, or maybe I've got into a routine, a mechanical kind of a worship. But oh God, strengthen me and help me. Encourage me to move on. Encourage me, oh God, in spite of what things look like. The still small voice. Oh, praise the Lord. Aren't you glad for the still small voice? I know you've heard it. I know you've heard it. That whispering in your heart, that thought that comes to mind. And the enemy comes right away. Oh, no, that wasn't for you. No, don't get encouraged. That maybe it was meant for someone else. And God is saying, no, it was for you. And for you and for you. Praise God. Lord, help us this morning. I'm going to close right here. I don't feel a prolong this morning. Brother, sister, would you come forward? May the Lord encourage us all this morning. God is with us. Don't listen to the enemy. God is with us, and He will help us. And He will give us grace and strength if we continue to look to Him, listen for the still small voice. You know, sometimes you don't think we get discouraged up here on the pulpit. We do. We don't admit it. We may not say it. We don't want to discourage you, but we get discouraged. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be honest with you. We're human. There's things we would like to see. We like to see the Lord move, and we like to see lives change, and we like to see the work of God progress in such a marvelous fashion, but it doesn't happen in the timetable we want to see it. And God says, just keep listening for the still small voice. Keep doing what I've called you to do. Keep moving forward. Keep believing my promises. Oh, praise God. And we're going to see his glory. May the Lord encourage you this morning. May his name be praised.